Hello, I'm Lynette Edwards and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2221, recorded on Thursday the 11th of May 2023. Phil Harrison is here with me and together we'll bring you local news stories, topical letters and a feature about the history of two impressive city towers. The next part of Chatterbox will continue with more news stories, information desk and a second feature from the CEO of Norwich Theatre Royal with his thoughts on the coronation. We are pleased to welcome new listeners, Mr. Michael Wyatt of Carbrook, Mrs. Wendy Pither of Diss and Mr. Harold Lee of Horsford. We do hope you enjoy listening to our recordings. So let's begin with our first batch of news stories, which include parking wars in NR2, activists block a pedestrianised street still being used by drivers, and students call for B-days to make UEA more inclusive.
Poorly parked cars blocking NR2 pavements have sparked a call for enforcement action from an angry pedestrian campaigner. Lucy Hall, 66, was on her way to the park on Monday when she came across a row of parked cars blocking almost all of the pavement in Gladstone Street between Earlham Road and Dereham Road. Miss Hall, who campaigns for living streets to make the city more accessible, said the issue would leave those in mobility scooters and wheelchairs stuck in their homes. She says she became more aware of the issues caused by the antisocial parkers when she was confined to a mobility scooter last year following an injury. Her tweet about the incident has been liked almost 1,200 times and has even attracted the attention of broadcaster Jeremy Vine, who highlights cycling issues, who asked his more than 750,000 followers how the problem could be solved. Currently, parking on the pavement is only illegal in London, with antisocial parking being dealt with by both police and local councils in Norwich, depending on whether the offence is deemed to be an obstruction or not. Miss Hall, who made headlines when she blocked Exchange Street in November, added, "Police need to get on top of this across the country and just make parking off the road illegal. The whole thing is about respect. If any of those people parking had ever been in a wheelchair, they wouldn't do it. There's been a bit of tension between parkers and pedestrians, but I think if one person does it, the rest follow."
Fire crews battled a blaze in businesses in Norwich city centre. Crews from Great Yarmouth and Munsley attended a fire on Guildhall Hill. A thermal imaging camera was used to check for hotspots. It's unclear how much damage was done to the three businesses, Just Essentials Hair and Beauty Stores, Redhead Architects and TSB Bank. All shops were closed due to the bank holiday.
Activists brought a controversial city street to a standstill as they formed a human roadblock to stop drivers using the pedestrian road. For 2 hours, protesters from Car Free Norwich invited people to gather in Exchange Street and remind those using the road it was pedestrianised. Activists told drivers about the potential fine for using the road, with those involved saying conversations remained good-natured while children played in the blockaded street. The group left the street after 2 hours, but were replaced by a line of police officers who then stopped traffic from using the road. The war between pedestrians and drivers in the street has been going on for almost a year since 66-year-old activist Lucy Hall blocked traffic last year.
The best bakery in Norfolk has been revealed after it scooped a prize at a national award. Bread Source has been named the Norfolk winner in the National Bakery Awards 2023. Earlier this year, the bakery was named fourth best in British Baker's list of best artisan bakeries in the country. The bakery, handmakes bread, pastries and confectionery, has expanded rapidly across Norwich since it was founded in 2012 by Steve Winter.
Students at the University of East Anglia are calling for B-days to be installed across the campus to help make it more inclusive. The UEA Students' Union has agreed to install the devices in its Union House headquarters, and it now plans to lobby UEA bosses to add at least one B-day to every building on the campus. A motion passed by the union states the B-days are more hygienic, cleaner, gentler and more eco-friendly and economically efficient than toilet paper. It adds, they are a cost-effective way of making the university accessible to students, and the SUs should be fighting to make UEA a home for everyone. The union argues that the move will help the university attract foreign students. The UEA has seen a collapse in the number of overseas students in recent years, a significant factor in the financial crisis currently gripping the institution. The pro-BIDE motion was proposed to the SU Council by 19-year-old Ali Saba, an international development student from Bahrain. Mr. Saba, who bought his own BIDE for his student accommodation in the UEA village, said the move would help the campus become more welcoming for international students.